Hooley Show.
Listo, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, on the phone, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, how we doing tonight?
Oh, we're having a great time here, Skin. Great crowd here at Lizzie's. Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley Show, folks. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV, we're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you, by some odd chance, happen to miss the show, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com, which is heard globally. Right, Skin?
It's an international show, Hooley.
Yes, it is.
They listen to it in Pakistan. There's some soldier over there. This guy told me.
The only problem is they can't understand what we're talking about. But yeah, they listen to it in Ireland. I know that. They listen to it in Ireland.
I know. And Billy McFarland.
Billy McFarland listens.
Down in Houston. Juan Kelly is listening to it. He listened to it the other night. They listened to one of the shows.
Hey, Dr. Ronnie Morasso is here tonight, Skinny.
Tell the doctor. Make sure he sells his tickets.
Don't forget to sell your tickets, he says. He's been texting people, he says. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And what would those tickets be for, Skin?
We're having a party. We're honoring Chris Kennedy. The Special Olympics is at Carnival
Monday,
Monday, February 27th. And all are welcome. You can go to sochicago.org, or you can go to just call Special Olympics Chicago, and they'll give you the information on it.
Okay, there it is. I'll be there. I talked to Bob Flood today. He said he's going to be there as well. I saw Kevin Flood.
He's bringing a group. Bob is bringing a group. Yeah. That's great. Dave Cahill's coming.
Emmett Flood died. I don't know if I told you that, but what an amazing guy he was. And I saw a lot of those guys at Emmett's wake the other night. Emmett had 14 children and 74 grandchildren. Can you imagine that? What a guy. And
Holy Lord. And
his son Bobby was on the show like 3 weeks ago. Remember Bobby Flood, the guy we had? Bobby's the youngest. Yeah, he's like in his late 80s. You know, 14 kids will kill you pretty fast, I would think. But he lived a long life. His wife died before him, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. He's an amazing guy. He taught at Fenwick. He taught at Montini. All these schools. He taught religion. He was a very devout Catholic, and he wrote 3 books on Catholicism. So good for him. Yeah, yeah. So it was quite. He took Bobby Flood to the Vatican when he was a teenager. I don't think Bobby liked that too much, but it's pretty cool.
That's every teenager's dream.
Yeah, let's go to the Vatican. Right. So anyway, again, we got Michelle McGuire on the show tonight. Say hello, Michelle.
The lovely Michelle McGuire.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Good. How's Florida?
It's fantastic, but thank you for coming on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I didn't tell her you weren't going to be here. She was real disappointed when I let her know.
I know she was. And now they're going to with you there, Michelle, they might change the name of the show to The Beauty and the Beast.
I don't know if it's even going to air.
I thought that was the name of it anyway, but you're the Beast. So what else? So, yes, we want everybody at the Special Olympics party Monday, the 27th of February, over at Carnival.
Yeah, it's at 5:30. It's $100.
Do they have a lot of Special ladies dance around with the bananas on their head and stuff at Carnival, or what's the deal with that?
We're honoring Chris Kennedy and all the contributions the Kennedys have made to the Special Olympics. So they've been involved since the beginning, and we really appreciate it. We worked on this for a long time, and so we're excited about it. Nolene, it's going really good, and everyone's welcome. 5:30 tonight. And one other thing, Holly, before I forget it. You know how many times we did the polar plunge? That's the following week, the following Sunday, March 5th.
Oh, is it really? Well, that's coming up. March 5th. Okay. Lady Gaga going to be there this year?
You know what? That would be great. I doubt it, though. But we'll see. Yeah. She just shows up, you know, and I told you, she's incredibly nice. She's always great to our athletes that are there. She comes and talks to all the athletes. So she's been great.
Her.
And she did a fabulous job at the Super Bowl.
And the Grammys, yeah.
Yeah, she can actually sing, unlike some of the other people that have 50 people on the stage with her. She can sing.
Yeah. You know who else can sing? Michelle McGuire.
Exactly.
Great segue.
Thank you. All right, so you're done.
But anyway, Haley, thanks so much.
Okay.
I miss Chicago, believe it or not. I miss Chicago and everybody down here.
So what do you got, one more week? Two more weeks.
Actually, I got, you know what, Haley? I have to fly in next Tuesday because we're working on this 50th anniversary. I have a meeting with Mayor Emanuel.
Lucky you.
See you next Tuesday?
Okay. Next Tuesday, yeah. What did she say?
Never mind. That was very funny. And very well-timed. Very well-timed. Okay.
So I got to fly in, then I got to fly back, and I'm leaving the 25th, Saturday morning, and driving back.
Well, are you going to be here next Wednesday? Maybe you should do the show. I can't even remember.
No, fly back Wednesday afternoon.
Oh.
Tuesday.
All right. Oh, okay.
Wednesday morning.
All right. Get along, little doggy.
An interloper.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but Bob Flood, and I want to thank Bob Flood and all the great sponsors.
Hey, we got a new sponsor, Skinny. Flanagan's Wake. Flanagan's Wake has just joined us as a sponsor. That's a very funny improvisational comedy show about an Irish wake.
We call it Finnegan's Wake.
Well, that was the famous poem. But Flanagan's Wake was a hit here in Chicago for years and years and years, and it's returning. And,
that's great.
Yeah, so we're going to help them. We'll be giving tickets away to that, too. Okay.
Good job, Hooley, and I heard you've got Washington James Smith coming online, too.
Yeah, what'd you just say?
Who was the other one?
Smith Village, but that's not till the end of March. Smith Village,
All right.
Okay,
I'll be back. Maybe they'll take me there. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Hello to everybody, Hooley.
All right, God bless.
Good, and thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
And tell Billy thanks, and say hello to the doctor. Tell doctor, sell those tickets.
Okay.
See you later, bye.
Yeah, see you, bye.
Bye.
Okay, folks. That was our Skinny segment. But now the entertainment is here. Michelle, welcome back to the show. We're so thrilled to have you back.
Thank you.
It's been a while.
It's been
at least a year.
Oh, I think it's been a lot longer than that. But yeah, we know the year.
It was before you were married.
Yeah, I'm married now. Why do you have that?
And I remember my sons were very honored to be bartenders at your reception at the Carlton, right?
I think it was fun. I don't remember.
Why was it at the Carlton?
You're
from the South Side.
I know, we got married at Cheney Mansion. We wanted to get married down
here. You know what I thought you were going to say? We got married in a fever.
Song? Yeah, I do know it, but no, we just got married at the Cheney Mansion.
Where's the Cheney Mansion?
It's in Oak Park. Yeah, it's like a peacock size, so that's why.
Okay.
Yeah, but... it was fun, yeah.
All right, so for those who don't know, Michelle is a great troubadouris, I guess you would call it, chanteuse.
Sure.
She's terrific. She has a band, but she also does solo and accompanies herself on the guitar. And her songs all have a distinctive flair, kind of a boozy, late-night feel to them, don't they?
Yeah. It's like alcoholic
and
rock.
She's a singer, songwriter. She writes all her own stuff, and... So I've been a fan, and I think most of our Irish-American community has been fans for years and years and years. And she also went to Mother Macaulay and played b-ball there. She's a Southsider originally.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, how was it playing in Alaska? I heard some people from Ireland were going through Alaska, and they said, hey, we saw Michelle McGuire playing in Alaska.
Really? From Ireland were...
When did you play Alaska?
I lived in Alaska
Did you really?
Year. Yeah.
Wow.
A couple of years, I've been back for almost 3 years now. I can't do math. Whatever year that was, yeah, I lived up
and
there
you just
and I played.
Went
shows.
Out on your own?
Well, my husband Jerry was building designed a power plant out there, so he was working.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, okay, and then I played some festivals and shows and stuff out there. Really, somebody really said she's
Bob Flood.
Well,
said ask her about Alaska.
Okay.
And then he texted me a photo from your Facebook page where you were in Alaska. I guess it was gorgeous. And,
it was.
Yeah. So it was a good thing. It was a good time.
It
Alaska,
was. I mean, yeah. I mean, they still go to Blockbuster, so that's kind of a weird. Like,
wow.
That's like how I can describe
it. Time warp.
I met a lot of cool people, and it was fun and beautiful. If anyone goes, go in July and go salmon fishing, and it's gorgeous. But I was ready to come back.
Were you there in December?
I was there up until Christmas, so I experienced the very little sunshine.
Oh, wow.
Not that our winters are much different. I always forget how dark it is.
January was awful.
It was pretty bad.
There was no sun.
It's
going to
be 60 degrees this week. I was going to tell Skinny that.
Yeah, I'll be out riding my bike.
Yeah, I'm going to also be riding my bike or maybe rollerblading.
Now, here's more. Well, I'll do a number for us, and then I have more trivia to puzzle you with. What did you feel like bringing for us tonight?
This is a new song, actually. I just...
Oh, good.
So, it's called Last Ditch Effort.
Yeah.
Which is the story of our lives. So I'll just start it, I guess.
Okay, here she is, Michelle McGuire, Last Ditch Effort. That's Michelle McGuire from the south side of Chicago. See, we got a crowd here. That was lovely.
Thanks.
Very lovely. You know, now, did you see La La Land?
I did.
You
twice.
Remind me. I'll bet you did see it twice. That you remind me a lot of Emma Stone in that.
I get that. I was just in L.A. last week, and everyone was saying to be her stunt. I don't know when she does stunts, but... And I wouldn't really be very good at stunts either. But
or stand in.
Yeah, I get that often.
But I'll bet she doesn't write her own music, you know?
She might.
She's lovely and talented, as are you.
Yeah, she seems pretty cool.
Yeah, she does. She's. I've seen her on late night TV. She's very funny. And,
yeah, I think that I would be her friend.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah. And you look a little bit like her, so.
Thanks.
Anyway, so glad to have you here. Now, what about the Sea Rod Inn in Ireland?
Oh, we're giving a shout out to Dahoma.
Yeah, Dahoma. What county is that?
Mayo.
Oh, it's Mayo, yeah.
Yeah.
And who is that, your aunt and uncle?
My aunt and uncle, Mick and Bernie Barrett.
Yeah.
They have a bed and breakfast, and it is so amazing. So if you're ever on the West Coast and you want like a real Irish experience with some really cool people, visit the Sea Rod Inn.
It's right on the ocean?
It's right on the ocean. It's amazing. It's beautiful. I mean, if, like on a beautiful day, it's very beautiful. Even on a not so beautiful day, it's very beautiful.
Well, that's what Bob told me. He said it's a terrific joint.
It really is.
And I guess Mick is quite a character.
Yeah, I mean, I've come from a family of characters, but yeah, they're super fun. I love that Bob just like gave you
He gave me your whole dossier.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You guys are making me sick.
Yeah, everyone's sick here.
How about another tune while I cough? We're listening to Michelle McGuire here on the Skinny and Hooley Show. So stick around because she's going to do a couple of tunes for us. I guess one of the biggest events recently with you was the Cubs.
Yeah. Oh.
And you wrote a song about it, which I think was pretty cool. And
I did.
We'll play that because it has a lot of orchestrations and stuff. We can play that on the way out of the show.
Okay.
What's it called?
The Curse of 45? Or wait,
I thought it was called Go All the Way.
There's
one
that,
two Cubs
tunes. Well, yeah, The Curse of 45 was the one that kind of caught fire more so than the other one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just couldn't stop writing songs about the Cubs. I like writing parody songs. Yeah. So I wrote, it was like Bye Bye Miss American Pie, but it's like Bye Bye Curse of 45.
Oh, cool.
That one was the one that I went on Fox News with. And
good for you.
Yeah, people really liked it. It was weird. I got a lot of
Did you get
emails.
A lot of downloads?
Yeah. I got a lot of, like, I can't decide if I'm going to marry you or adopt you. How old are you? And I just don't respond to those. But yeah. Yeah, that
you
was
You mean on
that
your
was
website? MichelleMcGuire.com?
Yeah.
Or is it MichelleMcGuireMusic.com?
MichelleMcGuire.com.
Okay.
Yeah, it was still available.
Yeah.
It was exciting, but it was nerve-wracking because I was a little nervous that I would write them and release them, and then they would immediately lose.
Yeah, you might don't want to jinx
them. And
then
it was like, she's the goat. Yeah. So I was so happy that they won because I'm a fan, and then also just the relief of not having the weight of
not being accused of throwing the monkey wrench in
like
there.
I'm like the new Bartman.
He's off the hook.
I know. I felt
I always felt bad for him.
I mean, he was such a fan. He was sitting there like listening on his little walk. Like,
did you see that documentary they did on him?
I did because Pat Looney. He was in it.
Okay.
Like he was like sitting near him, and like Bartman wouldn't get interviewed for it, so like he got interviewed. So we were watching it because. You know, the loonies,
man,
obviously.
They gave him, well, it made his life horrible.
But like any press is good press. What up, Steve? Hit me up.
I don't think Steve realizes that. Yeah. All right, so what else do you feel like doing?
I guess I was going to do, this is kind of like a funnier song that is newer. Mm-hmm. It's called You, oh wait. Do you mean, like, do you want to play a game or something, or do you want to ask? Were you asking what song?
Sing a song.
Yeah. I don't know. You want to play some Yahtzee? I'm always
Do Yahtzee. Some card tricks.
I love Yahtzee. Okay. This is called You Ain't Right, But I Got Nothing Left.
All right. That's good.
See that right and left? You see what I did there?
I got it. Yeah. Michelle McGuire, You Ain't Right.
But I Got Nothing Left. Well, you ain't right. But I got nothing left. While everyone was finding love, I found you in different beds. And I tried, Lord, I tried for years to find the best. You ain't right, but I got nothing left. Well, sometimes I watch you from the porch as you're watching the TV. I pay all the cable bills and you assume it's free. Potato chips fall from your chin with crumbs all down your chest. Well, you ain't right, but I got nothing left. You ain't right, you ain't right, but I got nothing left. While everyone was finding love, I found you in different beds. I tried, Lord, I tried for years to find the best. You ain't right, but I got nothing left. I get dressed up on Saturdays and wanna hit the town. You're mad I never thank you that the toilet seat was down. You yell and rip your bong, then you say you need to rest. Well, you ain't right, but I got nothing left. You ain't right, you ain't right, but I got nothing left. Well, everyone was fast. different beers. I tried, Lord, for years to find the best. You ain't right, but I got nothing left. Well, you haven't had a job since 2009. You broke your leg, drunk as hell, clocked in for overtime. It's a positive, a negative pregnancy test. I don't want your baby, 'cause you ain't right, but I got nothing left. You ain't right, you ain't right, but I got nothing left. Well, everyone was finding love, I found you in different beds. I tried, Lord, I tried, for years to find the best. You ain't right, but I got nothing left. Well, I look into the mirror, I can see that it's on me. Don't put a pig in a tuxedo when you're the bride-to-be. I'm better off without you, yeah, I don't need this stress. Or you grabbing at my chest in your stupid denim vest. You're making me depressed. You're such a goddamn mess. Well, you ain't right, so I just up and left. You ain't right, you ain't right, so I just up and left. Well, everyone was finding love, I found you in different beds. I tried, Lord, I tried, for years to find the best. You ain't right, so I just up and left.
Michelle McGuire from the South Side of Chicago.
Thanks.
Now on Logan Square.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That was pretty cool. Very funny. Very, very funny.
Sorry, I forgot there was like the D word.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure that out.
But I'm so sorry.
Well, you know what? It's funny. We can always bleep it, and then it sounds like you said something worse.
Yeah, that's cool. You know? Like, see you next
time. We do that a lot. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to say that again. Okay, fine.
That's called a callback joke.
Ah, yes. all right, so Michelle, you play all the places like the Elbow Room and the Hideout and...
Yeah.
All those joints, right?
Shubas.
Oh, I love Shubas, yeah.
Listeners won't hear this until after I'm playing Dun Dun Fest this Friday at Beat Kitchen, but Dun Dun Fest lasts all weekend long, and my friend Donnie Biggins runs it, and he has an amazing lineup this year. So, and it's at a bunch of different venues, so if you just look up Dun Dun Fest 2017. D-U-N-N.
It's named after Harmonica,
Harmonica Dunn.
Yeah.
My
sons are big fans of Donnie.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. And he just bought the Tonic Room.
He did. Yeah. And he's doing a really good job with it. Yeah.
Now, I heard the Double Dork is closed.
Yeah. They evicted them two weeks ago. Changed the locks on them.
That's what they did?
I think. Yeah.
No warning?
But they knew it was coming. This is it. I believe. I might be I'm right, right? Okay, thank you.
I'm right, right?
I'm right,
you
right?
Ain't right.
Because I don't have any other facts left.
Do you go on the road a lot?
I'll do baby tours, like Midwest, Wisconsin to Iowa to Nashville and Ohio places. But usually I just kind of wait for cool people to come through Chicago and I'll just play with them.
Do you know who's coming through Chicago? Michael McDermott. Are you a fan of him?
Oh, yeah. My bass player plays with him often.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, he's... my son's interviewed... the guy wrote Paddy Wacht. He's an Irish writer. T.J. English.
Okay.
And he is... They have a band called The Westies.
Yeah, that's the band that my friend plays in.
Okay, so the Westies were a gang on the... west side of New York City in Manhattan, where my sons were born. I lived in Manhattan for a long time, and they were born there. And so they were always enamored with the whole folklore of the Westies and everything.
Yeah.
So they read T.J. English's book, Paddy Wacht. He's a gangster, like a mobologist. And they had him on their show. And he was in town to play with Michael McDermott, I guess, at the winery.
Yeah, City Winery. I remember that. Yeah.
So I think he's this weekend or next weekend or whatever. So
yeah, he's great.
go by there and bring your guitar.
Okay.
You know what? We bring a fiddler. We go to Ireland. Me and Skinny, every year we go to Ireland. We bring a great big group of people, and we all have a blast. But we bring our own musician. We bring a fiddler with us, Katie Grennan. And we go into these pubs, and we bring our own entertainment. And sometimes there's somebody else playing. And, you know, we go up to the guy leading the session and say, hey, we got Katie Grennan here from Chicago, and they're like, and so what, you know? But then when she starts playing, it's a different story.
Yeah.
So you ever think about going to Ireland on a little Michelle Maguire tour?
We talk about it at least 5 times a year, Mike. One of my bandmates and I. It would be so easy because I have family literally.
Sure, yeah, you have tons
everywhere
of cousins there. Yeah.
And we could figure it out, but it's one of those. Like, until we sit down and actually plan it out, it's just going to be talked about for years and years.
Well, you should do it because
I do play when I'm over there, like whenever I'm there for a wedding or anything.
Oh, you bring the guitar with you?
The guitar appears no matter where I am.
Good.
And yeah.
And how's the band? Is the band still going? Who's that little guy
awful
who plays the mandolin?
He moved. Oh, Steve. He moved to New Orleans.
Oh, good for him.
And he just got engaged. Hey, Steve and Allie. I'll tell you guys to listen. So he's down there. So I have a new drummer. And so it's guitar, me, bass, and drums. And yeah, that
cool
is the band.
Is it the Michelle Maguire Band? Is that what
it's called?
It's
just Michelle Maguire.
Okay.
If you want to say.
Okay,
what,
how about
you
one,
can call it whatever.
How about one more tune? You got one more in you?
Sure.
Take a hit of that wine. And then we'll take a break, and we'll play your Cubs song at the end of the show. She's thinking.
Sorry.
Put the thinking music on, Billy.
But
we're here with Michelle Maguire. She plays all over town, and she's a great... I'm calling her a chanteuse. Would you qualify as a chanteuse?
I don't know. You keep on saying that, though.
Well, that's
so
the
sure
word that comes to mind. But it may be too much of an archaic term. But what do you think, Billy?
He's like, don't look at me.
Yeah, okay. Anyway. Oh, I got to take pictures. All right, I'm going to take some pictures of you while you sing the next tune. What do you got?
Awesome.
Do you know what you want to do?
I think I might have played this the last time I was here. But
that's
whatever.
All right. It was 2 years ago.
Yeah. All right. Deal with it, listeners. This is called Shake a Little Salt on Me.
Oh, I like this tune. Yeah.
Good.
All right, Michelle Maguire. So I just don't have me. No. the lovely, the talented Michelle McGuire. Look at you got fans here. You know that?
Thank you, guys.
Shake a little salt on me. That was terrific. Thanks. Hey, thanks so much for coming by tonight.
Definitely. Dolphinately.
You're a trooper. And anytime you want to come back, absolutely, please.
Cool.
Give a shout out to Jerry, your husband. Jerry Scholl is here. He's the he's in control of the whole foot doctor dynasty. And
he's not supposed to be there. He's supposed to be working right now.
He's got a big mansion in Long Beach, Michigan, Dr. Scholl's mansion. Do you remember that? Anyway, so we're glad you guys are here. And anytime you have a gig, let us know. We'll plug it. We'll be there.
Thank you. I will.
So thanks so much for coming. We'll be right back on the Old Skinny and Hooley Show after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Thanks indeed to Local 150, Jimmy Sweeney, Kevin Burke, all the great operating engineers internationally, and for their support over the years. Hey, you know what, folks? Hey, wasn't she great, Michelle McGuire? I want to give a shout-out to her mom and dad, John and Carmel. They raised a lovely young lady. She's very talented, and she's right out of the south side of Chicago. Okay, Billy, would you please give me a hand?
His door, yeah, push it. And it's been a while since we did this, baby.
Barack and Michelle Obama exchange sweet Valentine's Day messages.
Who cares?
Playboy's bringing back nudity. Removing it was a mistake.
Who cares?
I'll say. Adele's devastated that she messed up her George Michael tribute at the 2017 Grammys.
Who cares?
Katie Sheppard slammed for throwing shade at Britney Spears with Grammy's head-shaving comment.
Who cares?
Meryl Streep launches epic rant against Donald Trump, vows to stand up to brown shirts.
Who cares?
George Clooney's mom, Nina Clooney, says her son will be great dad.
Who cares?
Amber Rose and Vale Chermolakovsky split after almost 5 months.
Who cares?
And finally, Deborah Messing says director Alfonso Arau demeaned her during her nude scene in the film. He mocked her nose.
Who cares?
Close it up!
Push it. Oh, Skinny's not here. How can I get a little step later and climb up and get that latch. I got it. Yeah.
See, I can do this. Hey, it's like falling off a log. Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. So glad you're all here. And want to give a shout out to our old pal Sean Ginelli, the greatest leadoff hitter in history. But you know, the other thing I want to tell you folks is whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue out on the old South Side and I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great joints and see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy, who died?" I want to give one of my favorite priests, Jim Moriarty, Father Jim Moriarty. He was born in 1925. I guess he would be 91. He's the eldest of seven boys and one girl. His parents, Tom and Bridget, were raised on the Dingle Peninsula in County Kerry, Ireland, and they met and married in Chicago. Anyway, Jim was my pastor over at St. Luke in River Forest when I was raising my sons there. And he was always a terrific guy and a great homilist and just a very down-to-earth priest. And he came to a lot of my shows and stuff. So I'm going to miss him. So say a prayer for Father Jim Moriarty. He also was instrumental in starting Chicago Relevant Radio. Did you know that, Billy? Yeah. And Chicago Catholic Television. He was everywhere. I mean, what a guy. So God rest his soul, Father Jim Moriarty. Okay, Eileen O'Connor, native of Lachine, County Kerry, Ireland, loving wife of the late James and the mother of Kathleen and Joan. God rest her soul, Eileen O'Connor. Josephine Annie Honan, 81. She was born in Bushfield, Charleston County, Mayo, to Thomas and Margaret O'Brien. She's survived by her loving husband, Mike, her sisters, Angela, Eileen, Carmel, Vera, and her brother, Tommy, and also survived by her three sons and two daughters and their spouses, as well as 16 grandchildren. God rest her soul, Josephine Annie Honan. Mary Teresa Toher. Oh, we had a Toher last week, too, didn't we? Mary Teresa Toher, beloved wife of the late Patrick Toher. Maybe this was the same guy last week. I don't know. Loving mother of Maureen, Patricia, and Patrick, and the late Ellen. She was a native of Strategal County, Mayo, and donations in lieu of flowers to the Irish American Heritage Center. God bless her. Mary Teresa Toher. Mary Casey, beloved daughter of the late Philip and Hannah Casey, dear cousin of Bernadine Crotty, Joe Halloran, and the late Tom O'Halloran and Mary Ellen Doyle. She's a proud member of Gaelic Park and the Kerry Association. God rest her soul, Margaret Mary Casey. Now here's an old buddy of mine, Tommy Leonard, age 62. Too young, man. But an old friend of mine, grew up in the same neighborhood. He died just last week after a battle with cancer. He was the husband of Bird, our old friend Bird, Gene. And he was father to Michael, Thomas, and Daniel. What a character. And the Leonards are a legendary family out in Beverly. And Tommy was certainly right there with him. He was a treasured friend of the South Side of Chicago, a diehard White Sox, Bears, and Blackhawks fan. And he was a founding member of the Honorary Order of Men Only Club. He also had great sense of humor. He graduated from Christ the King, where I went, just a couple years behind me. And I love reading his obit because it says he had a brief distinguished tenure at Loras College in Dubuque, Iowa, and Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, where he was revered by peers and administrators alike. I'm sure that was written with tongue in cheek. He will be missed by countless from near and far. God rest his soul, our old pal, Tommy Leonard. Great guy.
Okay, also Peter Layden, 91, born in Lisconnor, County Clare. He was retired from the Chicago Wire Department and a former contractor. He was the husband of the late Margaret and the father of Jim Layden and Maureen and the late Peggy and the late Bridget. He was a brother of 15, uncle and cousin of many. God rest his soul, Paul. Is it Layden or Leiden? I don't know. Anyway, County Clare guy. Also, let's not forget Emmett Flood. What a guy. I think we talked about him at the beginning of the show. I went to his wake the other night. It was packed. But it was a beautiful wake because the crowd was not all standing in line. No one stood on formality. It was just like a big party, like a huge mosh pit of a wake. I saw the Floods there, and I saw Kevin Flood, Bob Flood, Bobby Flood, Sue Flood. It's great to see all of them. And they were all there for their cousin Emmett. God rest his soul. 74 grandchildren. Can you imagine? And a lot of them are married and have kids of their own. Bob said the funeral was like just the family, and it was packed. So say a prayer for him and for all our friends that we talked about today. And so we'll close up the crypt, Billy, and we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Hey, we don't have the commercial ready yet, but we do have a new sponsor, and I want to tell you all about it. It's Flanagan's Wake. I'll just do the spot. It's a great party. It's a wickedly funny. It's roisterous and boisterous. It's a hoot. It's one of the funniest shows in town. What is it? It's Flanagan's Wake. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, Flanagan's Wake returns to Chicago. They've been making Chicago laugh since 1994. Flanagan's Wake is now running every weekend at Chicago Theater Works, 1113 West Belmont. Flanagan's Wake takes us to the fictional town of Graplin, Ireland, where local roustabout Fennel Flanagan has died. You'll meet a zany cast of characters, including his fiancée, Fiona Finn. They've been engaged for 22 years. Brian Ballybunion, his best friend and drinking pal. Father Damon Fitzgerald, the ordinary parish priest. Mayor O'Doul, the town mayor and bartender. And don't forget, Flanagan's mother. Along with a gaggle of goofy mourners paying their respects to the deceased. And the great Irish tradition of hitting the pub right before you hit the wake.
Flanagan's Wake is performed in the irreverent, improvisational style that won it rave reviews in Chicago. Much of the hilarity is created as the cast and audience interact, each offering stories about Flanagan himself and where's the money, with tall tales and rip-roaring songs. Spontaneous improvisation guarantees that no two shows will ever be the same. It's improv. Got it? Get it. Go see it. Flanagan's Wake this weekend at Chicago Theater Works on Belmont. Call 312-391-0404 or go to chicagotheaterworks.com for more info. For tickets, call 312-391-0404. Oh, for the love of God, it's funny. How about that, huh? Okay, you know what? Also, this week, when you place your tickets, if you use Radio 10 as your code, use the code Radio 10, you save $10 per order. So that's $5 off each ticket. That's a deal. Go see Flanagan's Wake. They're going to be around for a long, long time, and we're very happy to be associated with them. Okay. Now, there's all kinds of great stuff happening at the old Irish American Heritage Center. Let me take a look at my notes. Don't forget the wearing of the green. You know, the other thing we've been plugging for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I want to give a thanks to Detective Bill Donnelly from the Chicago Police Department, who hooked me up with this fundraising event for the National Police Week, the Bagpipes and Drums of the Emerald Society. That's this weekend. That's tonight at Bourbon Street. It goes till 8 o'clock, so it's from 3 right now till 8. So get over there to honor the Emerald Pipes and Drums of the Emerald Society. You can probably just pay at the door. But it's a great band, and they've been around for how many years? 30 years! And it's all volunteers, all cops volunteer. They go to all the funerals for all the first responders, firefighters across the country. Just a terrific group. Check out the website, copsinkilts.com, and learn more about it. But get over there tonight if you can at Bourbon Street, 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. That's for a good, good cause. Okay, coming up also at the Heritage Center, June 9th. Well, that's a ways off. Byrne and Kelly in concert. You'll be hearing more about that. But you still have time to get tickets for the Irish Whiskey Class, February 25th. Join whiskey educator Martin Duffy for a tootful as you learn about the history, legacy, production, and character of whiskey while sampling some of the Ishka Beha, the water of life. You know, I got a funny story about a whiskey tasting I went to with Cliff Carlson several years ago over at Chief O'Neill's, and they had a, you know, Chief O'Neill's is such a cool place, and they had a, it was up in the upper room there, and this painting on the wall of a naked lady, you know, and, you know, a very Art Deco kind of illustration, and painting of the naked ladies on the wall, and I'm at the whiskey tasting, you know, so it's free whiskey, one of my favorite kind. And we're going along, and the guy's talking about, you know, the aroma and the wood flavor and all this of each whiskey. And finally he says, does anyone have any questions? I said, yeah, I got a question. And he goes, yes, what is it? I said, do you know the name of that woman in the painting? He goes, no, I don't. But that's a very good question. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, don't forget the wearing of the green dinner dance Sunday, March 5th. Over at the Heritage Center from 5 to 10. You got Teresa Shine, our old friend Teresa Shine is playing, and Jerry Hawhey and Kara Eady. So it's going to be a great night. It's only $40, and everybody's going to be there. Sunday, March 5th from 5 to 10, kick off your St. Patrick's Day, wearing of the green dinner dance over at the Irish American Heritage Center. And what else I got? Everything here. I think that's about it. Let's take a break. And we'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the South Side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle, Jimmy, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
Hey, great to be back here on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Thanks so much to our guest, we're back on the Skinny Hooley Show. Thanks so much to our guest, Michelle McGuire. I want to remind everybody before we go, Skinny and I are going to be doing the show at Riley's Daughter out on 111th Street in Oaklawn on Wednesday, March 15th at 6 o'clock. Come on out, all our Southside friends. Hope to see you all there. Wednesday, March 15th at Riley's Daughter. And we're going to take us out today with Michelle's great song. It was very popular about the Cubs. It's called Bye Bye, Curse of 45. And that's how we're going to say goodbye today. And thanks to all of you, our sponsors, everybody listening. God bless you all. And here's Michelle with Bye Bye, Curse of 45.
A long, long time ago in 1908, the Chicago Cubs made their fans smile. I think this year we have the chance. We are good, it's not happenstance. We'd be happy for the first time in a while. Last October we thought we'd do it. Against the Mets we win and blew it. Bad news again, we get it. By spring we'd all forget it. I definitely remember that I cried along with everyone on the north side. But something tells me deep inside this year the curse could die. So bye-bye, curse of 45. Drive a goat on up to Wrigley and we'll let it inside. These good singing, this could be the year the curse dies. This could be the year the curse dies. The season we all fell in love with every player on the Cubs. I tell you now why this is so. Let's start with Anthony Rizzo. You won't let any foul balls go. Great smile onto Bryant, his best bro. Yeah, Chris, girls are in love with him, 'cause those dreamy eyes and he hits the gym. They help us not to lose and look great in Cubby blue. Yeah, the team that really picked it up when Madden said try not to suck and know it's more than stupid luck this year. The curse could die. So bye-bye, curse of 45. Drive a goat on up to Wrigley and we'll let it inside. These good old boys are gonna give it a try. Singing, this could be the year the curse dies. This could be the year the curse dies. Now our pitchers get a verse all their own. We got Aroldis Chapman and Rondon, Cahill and John Lackey. Wood and Lester got a bunch of kings. Stroke with his flat brim and all his bling. These pitchers, they could do anything. Arrieta riled up this whole damn town last year with his no-hitter on the mound. When a home run is earned, fans make sure the ball's returned. And while Hendricks continued with his spark, Hamill and Edwards found their mark. We sang Go Cubs Go in the park this year. The curse could die. Bikers of 45, drive a goat on up to Wrigley and we'll let it inside. These good old boys are gonna give it a try. Singing, this could be the year the curse dies. This could be the year the curse dies. Caesar Soul and the summer made us cheer. The fans in the stands were slamming cold beers. Eight old styles down and drinking fast. We got Dexter Fowler on the grass. First bat homer from Contreras. Imagine if Schwarber was out of his cast. Before All-Star break, we hit a slump, but it turned out just to be a bump. Thought we might not advance. Oh, but we still have a chance. 'Cause Hayward and Bias take the field. Russell and Zobrist are the real deal. I wonder what will be the feel of the day. The curse does die. We be singing bye bye, curse of 45. Drive a goat on up to Wrigley and we let it inside. These good old boys are gonna give it a try. Singing, this could be the year the curse dies. This could be the year the curse dies. Oh, here we are now in first place. Finally part of a pennant race with no patience left to start again. So come on, Cubs, be nimble. Cubs, be quick. Grandpa Ross, just grab your walking stick. We're on fire. We can make it to the end. Well, Coughlin was a heaven sent, but we all wondered where La Stella went. This team's gonna give it hell. They're gonna break that stupid spell. And the W flags wave through the night. Now we play under the lights. We'll all be laughing with delight this year. 5. Drive a coat on up to Wrigley and we'll let it inside. These good old boys are gonna give it a try. Singing, this could be the year the curse dies. This could be the year the curse dies. Cub fans used to sing the blues. When you ask us for some happy news, we just smile and turn away. I turned on 670, the score, where Pat Hughes had broke my heart before. But this year he said we might go all the way. The streets of Wrigleyville would scream, Sox fans would cry, it would be a dream. For years we were all hoping this curse, it could be broken. And the three men we admire most, Harry, Ernie, and Ron Santo, they're sitting upstairs waiting to toast the day this damn curse dies. We'll be singing bye bye curse of 45. Drive a goat on up to Wrigley and we'll let it inside. These good old boys are gonna give it a try. Singing, this will be the year the curse dies.